This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Healthy Aging, providing you with the unique energy support of Pure NT Factor. NT Factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics repairs damaged cells and restores healthy bacteria in your digestive tract. Clinical trials have shown NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. I've been taking NT Factor for years with a 45-day money-back guarantee of nothing to lose. To order, call 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Another hour of conversation, hopefully. You call us at 877-726-8255. We'll be there for you. Answer your medical questions and nutrition questions. 877-726-TALK. And also some important news from the health front. And I'll start with this one that I told you I'd share with you last hour. And it has to do with the brain-gut connection. We know that there's a profound connection between the brain and the gut. And it goes both ways. Obviously, if you're stressed, you're going to get an upset stomach. But if you have an upset stomach, i.e. dysbiosis, an imbalance of bacteria in your gastrointestinal tract, it can actually affect your mood. It can worsen anxiety. It can create depression. And here's a very, very important article just out this week. And it has to do with one of the most challenging psychiatric conditions that we deal with in medicine, which is bipolar disorder, formerly known as manic depression. Patients with mania were given probiotics or innocuous sugar pill placebos in a recent study. And their risk of rehospitalization for mania was assessed. You know, patients end up bouncing back in the hospital with manic episodes. It's really a psychiatric emergency. There are, for a psychiatrist, you know, in some ways, easier medical profession because, okay, you know, mild depression, anxiety, these are day-to-day affairs. But people who have episodes of mania pose a real significant threat to themselves and others and may be at high risk for self-harm or violence towards others. And they really, I mean, it's the real definition of a nervous breakdown when you go through a manic episode. You just start doing all kinds of crazy things and end up creating a swath of destruction in your personal life. So patients get hospitalized routinely, they're put on medications, they're calmed down, and it's a big deal. So here's what they did. They looked at 66 patients recently discharged from hospitalization for mania. So they weren't just ordinary, you know, patients with ups and downs of mood. They actually were hospitalized for mania. And they were divided into two groups of 33. Patients were randomly assigned to receive either a innocuous sugar pill placebo or supplemental Bifidobacterium animalis lactis strain BB12. I don't know which probiotics contain that strain, but I do know about the other ingredient, Lactobacillus rhamnosus strain GG. It's in Culturelle. Culturelle is a popular over-the-counter probiotic. So this combination was given to them for 6 months following discharge, and the results were amazingly dramatic. In the placebo group, there were 24 rehospitalizations during the six-month period. In other words, out of the 33, it was quite likely that they were going to bounce back into the hospital. However, in those receiving this combination following discharge, there were only 8 rehospitalizations. So 24 rehospitalizations out of 33 versus 8 out of 33 in the treatment group. That is a very, very profound result and unexpectedly robust for simply administering an oral probiotic. It's just incredible. It just knocks my socks off. And so the study researchers concluded, and I'm quoting, "The adjunctive administration of a probiotic preparation containing defined levels of L. rhamnosus GG and Bifidobacterium animalis, lactis strain BB12, resulted in a significant reduction in the rate of psychiatric rehospitalization in individuals recently discharged following hospitalization for mania. The probiotic compound was well tolerated and had low levels of side effects. The adjunctive use of probiotics might represent a major addition to the therapeutic armamentarium for the management of mania and other mood disorders." And I'm going to highlight a major addition, because this does not mean that, okay, stop your meds and just take a probiotic. These patients who ended up bouncing back into the hospital, these are patients, I assure you, were discharged on a full boat of medication. So the probiotics had an add-on effect to the medication that they're already taking, medication that was of little efficacy for 24 out of 33 patients, because manic depression is a very, very serious and sometimes hard to treat condition, especially in patients who are prone to hospitalization. And, you know, I get patients who suffer from bipolar disorder. One of the reasons I get patients is that I treated a patient many years ago for bipolar disorder, and he had a terrific success in terms of getting off medications and normalizing his life. And he wrote about it in Forbes magazine, and he mentioned that I was his doctor. And since then, because of that little article, I've had a steady stream of patients with that condition. They're challenging patients, but they really respond well to diet, lifestyle, certain key supplements. Fish oil, especially helpful, has been shown to be helpful in bipolar disorder. But this amazing result with probiotics suggests that the condition is very, very amenable to natural support. And this is a very, very exciting study. And nice segue to something that is very powerful for restoration of gut health. You know, we don't know precisely why there's a relationship between probiotics and mental disorders or mental health, but we knew, though, that the condition of the gut can influence the release of toxic compounds into the bloodstream that circulate to all the organs of the body, including the brain. And brain toxicity can cause mental derangements. And one of the most powerful ways to address leaky gut syndrome, altered intestinal permeability, is with colostrum. And so I'm very excited to share with you some news about the benefits of nature's most powerful superfood, which is colostrum. This is a nutritional supplement that I now recommend and use that's clinically proven to maintain optimal immune function. Of course, the condition of the gut relates to our humoral defenses against viruses and bacteria. It also can help eliminate harmful pathogens and fight infection and cleanse and prevent the absorption of toxins. It's Colostrum LD from Sovereign Laboratories, a really fine, high-quality colostrum. Adding Colostrum LD daily to your diet provides the essential nutrition needed to maintain optimal health, and with Sovereign's proprietary enhanced delivery system, Colostrum LD is the most effective colostrum available. And it tastes good, too. You can add it to water upon arising and at bedtime. That's the way I take it, on an empty stomach. Colostrum LD has wide-ranging health benefits at every stage of life. To order, just go to sovereignlaboratories.com. That's sovereignlaboratories.com. And if you're a first-time customer, you can get a full 5-day supply for free. Try it. Just go to sovereignlaboratories.com for Colostrum LD. Our number, this hour, 877-726-8255. Call us with your questions related to health and medicine. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you know that fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA, and DHA that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. My preferred fish oil brand is Carlson. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to store. They source only the highest quality deep cold water fish using traditional sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity. I use Carlson myself, recommend it to my patients, and I've included Carlson in the Intelligent Medicine Protocol Starter Kit, available on my website, drhoffman.com. Carlson award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing pills. For more information, go to www.carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide. As we age, forestalling and even reversing bone loss becomes more and more important. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a comprehensive formulation that supports optimal bone density to ensure your future bone health. It's Osteothera plus Ipraflavone from Claire Labs. Osteothera plus Ipraflavone helps inhibit bone resorption and promotes new bone formation. The Osteothera plus Ipraflavone formulation is vital for supporting the body in the formation and regeneration of bone to ensure your optimal skeletal health. I believe in Osteothera plus Ipraflavone so much that I've included it in the Intelligent Medicine Bone Health Protocol, and I recommend it to my patients. For more information and to purchase Osteothera plus Ipraflavone, just go to my online dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Now we're going to take one of our many recorded calls. Recorded calls go to drhoffman.com, and on the homepage, on the right hand of your homepage, if you look at it via your PC or Mac, there's a rectangular square that you can click on, and you can record a question, as did Rebecca. Let's hear from Rebecca now.
I have stiff person syndrome. It's an autoimmune disease that is progressive, has no cure. Stiff person syndrome, if you're not aware, causes muscle spasms and rigidity. The muscle spasms can be full body muscle spasms that looks like a grand mal seizure, only the person is awake. The muscle spasms can be so bad that they can break bones or dislocate joints. And I have been prescribed for pneumonia levofloxacin. I'm on many benzos, including baclofen, Keppra. I'm also on naproxen, nortriptyline. I take a small dose of prednisone, 10 milligrams. I'm also on IVIG every other week. I take Ativan, 8 milligrams a day, 4 in the morning, 4 at night. And I'm nervous about the interactions of the two. I would really appreciate what you thought about all this. Thank you.
Okay. Well, this is a complicated situation. It just feels like a day in the office for me, because I see complicated patients like Rebecca all the time. And first of all, Rebecca suffers from a condition called stiff person syndrome. And some of you may say, well, I think I have that. I get up in the morning and it takes me like about an hour and a half before I unlimber because I'm really stiff. I try to do some stretching exercises so I can iron out my body. No, this is not what she's suffering from past a certain age. We all suffer a little bit from stiff person syndrome. But formally speaking, stiff person syndrome, or SPS, is a very rare neurological disorder of unknown cause that's a one in a million thing. It's a very uncommon disorder. It's really an orphan disease, and it's very devastating. It's not just about rigidity and stiffness. It also causes spasms, and people are hypersensitive to sound and touch. and they have chronic pain, impaired mobility, and it's thought to be some sort of autoimmune disorder. And I got to confess, I've never treated anyone with this condition, but that's because it's highly rare. The concern that she's expressing is, you know, she's taking a lot of medication. She's taking one of the treatments for this is, you know, antispasmodics like baclofen and also benzodiazepines that reduce muscle spasm. She's taking IVIG, immunoglobulin, in an effort to reduce the autoimmune component of this. And now she's told that she should take a drug called levofloxacin, or Levaquin for pneumonia. And, you know, I think that would be highly inadvisable because, this is a part of a group of medications, that are called fluoroquinolones. And fluoroquinolones can cause all kinds of devastating neurological and autoimmune problems. They don't always do so. Many people take them and seemingly, are unharmed. But some people are absolutely devastating. They may be among the worst offenders ever approved by the FDA. They include Levaquin, Cipro, Avalox, and many patients have suffered from quinolone side effects. They're sometimes referred to as having been floxed, and they have a whole panoply of bizarre symptoms, some of which may resemble the symptoms that this person has with stiff person syndrome. So I think it's a really poor choice of antibiotics. I would use almost anything else. And pneumonia is not an inconsequential thing, but surely there are other antibiotics that are worth taking. Because people, who take fluoroquinolone sometimes are in for a world of pain. That's something I would definitely advise against. In terms of the treatment for this, I would have to, improvise. I would treat this patient as I do many autoimmune conditions. I would suggest something along the lines of a paleo diet with elimination of common offending foods. We would look at the gut relationship. We would look at whether there's a leaky gut syndrome. We would use anti-inflammatories such as high-dose fish oil. We would use vitamin D, which modulates the immune system, curcumin perhaps, and maybe something called low-dose naltrexone, which is a nice gentle immune modulating effect in patients with autoimmune syndromes. I can't say that I know what the slam dunk therapy is for this rare syndrome, but in terms of the short term, I would definitely avoid taking a fluoroquinolone antibiotic under the circumstances. Okay, here's the story of the week. Headline, foods combining carbs and fats more rewarding than just carbs or fats alone. Does that make sense? Well, they actually did a study, and they found that the reward center of the brain values foods high in both fat and carbohydrates. I can think of a couple of instances of that. Cheesecake, ice cream, these are the foods that really light up the brain. And what they discovered in a study of 206 adults, which will appear this month in the journal Cell Metabolism, supports the idea that these kind of foods hijack our body's inborn signals governing food consumption. That's a big duh, and we've known about it for a whole long time, and so certainly have food producers, because they go right to that part of our brain that lights up our pleasure centers. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Our number is 877-726-8255 for Intelligent Medicine. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number. And we had a call from David in Wisconsin. Hey, David.
Yes. I am on eye medications, which says some side effects is fatigue. And I'm on...
You're on five medications which can cause fatigue?
Side medications.
Oh, side medications.
Well, I mean, the medications cause side effects. I'm sorry.
Okay. And, right. There was the side effects of the medications. Got it. All right. What are you on?
And I'm on diltiazem and amiodarone.
Right.
And some eye medications. And I was just wondering if that IT factor, is it NTR factor?
NT factor, yeah. Yeah, could it help? Well, David, First of all, we'll talk about NT factor in just a minute, but one of the biggest problems in this country, you don't sound like a middle-aged guy, not an old guy, is that a very high percentage of Americans over the age of 50 are on what we call polypharmacy. They're on multiple medications. And multiple medications increase the chances for side effects such as fatigue and depression and brain fog and lethargy. And I write about this frequently in our newsletter, what the side effects of these medications are on. And one of the articles I wrote is entitled Jurassic Park Medicine. You know, Jurassic Park, the movies have been around for 20 years, but the basic idea is that, you know, we think we can control the forces of nature, and so we create some synthetic dinosaurs in a perfect environment. But the underlying theme of all the Jurassic Park movies is that it's not nice to fool with Mother Nature, and when we put in too many moving parts, things go horribly wrong. And that's what happens in the body when we take multiple medications. We end up with Jurassic Park medicine. And so, you know, your fatigue is a natural consequence of some of the medications. I mean, your underlying condition may cause fatigue because it looks like you're being treated for heart disease. And so really what we want to do in working with a patient like you is not so much come up with antidotes to the medication that you're taking. I mean, that's important, but to deprescribe, to see if by means of diet, exercise, certain supplements, we can better control your conditions with less medication or no medication whatsoever. I don't know if that's possible in your case because I haven't evaluated your situation, but that's what I do in the office is I kind of take inventory on people's medications and I ask, is this really necessary? Could we get off the statin through natural means? Is this medication for urinary problems really absolutely necessary? Is it doing its job? Is the medication for blood pressure, is this something that we can supplant with natural ways of controlling blood pressure like the Zona Plus and diet and certain supplements and exercise? And once we've done that, we reduce the burden of side effects, and then maybe we need less things to pep you up. It's kind of like driving with the, you know, when you take a lot of medications to put the brakes on, it's kind of like driving with the brakes on and the accelerator at the same time. The car is being slowed down, but you want to accelerate it. That puts a lot of drag on the braking system. So when it comes to NT factor, I find NT factor can be taken by healthy individuals who are not on medication, who are experiencing some fatigue, and it helps. But its effects are most dramatic in really depleted individuals who are sick. And therefore, you can take it. And it's not going to interact harmfully with any of the medications you take. And it may provide you with a little bit of a boost in terms of energetics. It works on the mitochondria. And we know that certain medications can damage the mitochondria. I think amiodarone is among those medications. And just a good opportunity to tell you a little bit about NT factor, because I want to share this with you. If you're suffering from frequent fatigue, NT factor is the only nutritional formula that's clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. The way it works is by repairing damaged cells via the membranes that line the cells and line the mitochondria. And clinical trials have shown that NT factor reduces fatigue by almost half. I've reviewed some of these studies, and they're very plausible in patients with such challenging conditions as Gulf War syndrome. And I'll share with you a testimonial from one of our listeners. I don't like testimonials generally because you can easily falsify them, but this is the real deal. She says, I love this stuff. This product has brought this 70-year-old's energy back that was pretty much lost after suffering an autoimmune disorder. I credit NT Factor with getting me back to 10,000 steps or more every day and hiking up mountainsides again. And, of course, you've heard me talk a lot about Propax with NT factor. That's a complete vitamin and mineral formula. But if you're wedded to your current vitamin and mineral formula and or your favorite fish oil, you can get NT factor alone in something called healthy aging. It's the perfect accompaniment to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking, and it comes with a 45-day money-back guarantee. And here's a way that you can try it. Now, for a limited time, when you buy one bottle of Healthy Aging, you get another one free. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout. I've been taking advantage of the restorative power of NT Factor for years. I don't go for a day without it, and I prescribe it to my patients. And now you can get Healthy Aging with NT Factor by calling 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Don't forget the coupon code Hoffman at checkout to get to take advantage of the buy one, get one free offer. Thanks very much for calling, David. 877-726-8255 is our number. And let's talk a little bit about burnout. You know, burnout is something that many of us are susceptible to. There's just too much going on, and our jobs are too demanding, and our commutes are long, and we have family responsibilities, and some of us are in the sandwich generation where we have to take care of elderly patients. I have to take care of elderly patients, but also some people have to take care of elderly parents, as well as their kids, perhaps their grandkids. And so they suffer from burnout, which is stress that ultimately is very harmful. It's harmful to the heart. It's harmful to the brain. Stress can literally lead to brain shrinkage, and it's a big, big problem. It's particularly prevalent in the health sphere among caregivers. Caregiver stress leads to burnout very frequently, and it's also unfortunately associated with the very people who are most caring. You know, people who are uncaring, they often are impervious to burnout, but some people suffer from caregiver burnout, whether it's in a professional capacity as a doctor or nurse or a dentist, or whether it's in a personal capacity, taking care of a sick, elderly or debilitated relative or child. So I want to put in a plug for integrative medicine, because we've been looking at this problem for a really long time. For about as long as I can remember, we've been measuring saliva cortisol. It's called the adrenal stress index, and it involves giving a patient a sample kit where they take samples of their saliva on awakening, mid-morning, mid-afternoon, and near bedtime. And what we then do is they have a kit, they send it back to the lab, it's in a mailer, the lab reports the results, and we can profile their stress through the day. And it gives us a remarkably accurate picture of what their stress looks like. And so here's a real, real astonishing vindication of what we've been doing for, you know, over two decades. This is from the Medical University of Vienna. Risk of burnout can be estimated by analyzing saliva samples. Lo and behold, they studied this, and what they found is that by means of a simple saliva test, we can measure cortisol, and we can identify individuals at high risk for burnout. And believe you me, this is very, very applicable to my population of patients in New York, where burnout is a fact of life. And we give patients these mailers, and it's a teachable moment. When we see they have high levels of cortisol, we can identify whether they're at risk of burnout. Now, what's interesting is that just being busy and being professionally engaged does not mean you are necessarily susceptible to burnout. The ideal is not, you know, living on a desert island, you know, and or hanging out in Margaritaville, you know, where it's 5 o'clock somewhere. Working in a committed capacity, if you have a balanced lifestyle and you deal with stress appropriately, you can show no signs of elevated cortisol. But some people just have a way of gnashing their teeth at every life experience, and they can be taught methods of better ways of coping with stress. And in the study, what they found is that this test could be done to identify people with burnout, and then they could be subject to a therapeutic intervention where they were taught better coping skills, and at the end of their stress coping instruction, it was demonstrated that their levels of cortisol could be reduced, which is very, very helpful for their overall health and well-being. So the conclusion of the article, our current data indicate that people at risk of burnout can be identified from saliva samples with almost 100% accuracy, and therefore this test can be a useful adjunct to any kind of wellness assessment. I recommend it very highly. And these days, you know, mainstream physicians are not doing this. This is wholly the province of integrative doctors like myself, that we place such an emphasis on identifying patients at risk for adrenal burnout through the cortisol saliva test. So great new study. And, you know, perhaps a couple of decades too late, better late than never. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Our number, 877-726-8255 for Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As I continue to look for more ways to fulfill my pledge to provide the information you need to make informed choices about your health and wellness, I've developed a simple way for you to access curated supplement protocols previously available only to patients in my private practice. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com. You'll find easy-to-follow links to not only the best individual products, but also to my brand-new Intelligent Medicine Lifestyle Supplement Protocols that combine the products I recommend to achieve your specific goals, heart health, immunity support, and much more. We provide only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere. It's the easiest way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need in order to follow the Intelligent Medicine Lifestyle. And for a limited time, you'll also receive 10% off and free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details on each of the protocols and to take advantage of these special offers, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics has a new look. Our bright green box is now bigger and features colorful fruits and vegetables to remind everyone of the healthy ingredients inside that are fermented for over 3 years, producing Dr. O'Hara's world-famous postbiotic metabolites. No other probiotic on the market today has our trademark postbiotics, which are the hallmark of restorative digestive well-being. A pioneer for over 30 years, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics understands that the rapidly growing probiotic market can be confusing. For this reason, we are proud to introduce another aspect on our new box, which features comprehensive and detailed product information. This will help you make an informed purchasing decision based on facts. Our box may be new, but inside is the same trusted probiotic formula that consumers worldwide have depended on for improved digestion for over 30 years, free of gluten, dairy, allergens, and GMOs. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers everywhere or on Amazon.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, and some of our questions come to us via recorded calls, as does this call from Colin. Hi, Colin.
Hi. I'm male. I'm 67, and I have reasonably high cholesterol and really quite high triglycerides. I think my diet is quite healthy, but it's quite clear that I could increase my omega-3 intake. And as well as the fish oil, there is one particular company called Opti-3, but the name of the company is not important, obviously, but they produce what they call a vegan omega-3, which is derived directly from algae. So they give their levels of the omega-3 components, and they're very comparable to a typical good quality fish oil. But I'm wondering whether there's a catch. It's the same omega-3 components in the same quantities, but are we missing something here? Should I go back to fish oil? That's my question.
Okay, Colin. You know, great question. Well, first of all, let's look at a situation where somebody has high cholesterol, but also very high triglycerides. There are studies that show that high-dose fish oil can lower triglycerides significantly. And this has actually spawned a whole set of products that are prescription products, pharmaceutical drugs, like Lovaza and Vascepa, that are designed to be highly purified forms of fish oil that are available via prescription for the sole indication that they lower triglycerides. The FDA did not allow them a designation to show that it helps the heart. So it's kind of interesting. It's very narrow focus. They are designed to lower triglycerides, which they do, you know, by 20%, 40%, some significant amount. And in order to achieve that result, you have to take very high doses, like 6 capsules of a very concentrated fish oil. Now, what's interesting, I did a little comparison pricing, and I looked at the price of Vascepa. Vascepa, for a month's supply, will cost you, you know, retail $350. And with a so-called free coupon, in quotation marks, you can lower that price to like $295 per month. This compared to high-quality fish oil, very finest quality fish oil, a month's supply may cost you, well, you know, for the best quality, it might cost you $50-$60. So here we have a real example of a price disparity with the pharmaceutical companies trying to steal the thunder from retail manufacturers of fish oil who've been doing it for decades. And all of a sudden they come up with products that doctors can prescribe on a prescription pad, and yet the prices are unreasonably high. And there's no demonstration that they're more effective than ordinary high-test concentrated fish oil. Now, the product that you describe is a vegetarian form of fish oil. I really see no reason to use a vegetarian form of fish oil unless you have some really strong ethical qualms about eating something that's derived from a living animal. You know, some people have, you know, moral scruples about it, and so they have to search for alternatives. The product you describe is a pretty potent product. But there are more potent forms of natural fish oil derived from cod and purified and molecularly distilled, which will deliver sufficient amount of EPA and DHA. And by the way, it's thought to be EPA that's mostly the triglyceride lowerer, that will allow you with 4 to 6 capsules a day to see your triglycerides go down. But, oh, by the way, the best way to lower your triglycerides is with a low-carb diet. That's really the way to lower triglycerides. Interestingly, triglycerides circulating fat, so you think we'll avoid fat. You lower your triglycerides. That doesn't happen when you eat a lot of rice and starch and potatoes and pasta and whole grain bread, cereal, fruit. This will raise your triglycerides, and you know, you'll improve your heart health by going on a very low-carb diet. You can get your triglycerides down to the single digits. So, you know, I see no need for these expensive pharmaceutical drugs to lower triglycerides when you can take ordinary over-the-counter fish oil. It's much cheaper. It's also got other natural compounds, and it's not as, you know, distilled and purified. And also, you know, make use of the diet and leverage that to lower your heart risk. Good question. Thank you for posing that. And a startling editorial in the New York Times is entitled, "Don't Put That in My Heart Until You're Sure It Really Works." And this is a message for people with atrial fibrillation. You know, a highly touted procedure is catheter ablation, which can cost well above $20,000 as a, quote, cure for atrial fibrillation. It's a fix. It's supposedly permanent. But according to a recent study, and it's a controversial study because some people say, well, you know, studies results aren't that good for atrial fibrillation, but ablation still works. In this new randomized controlled trial, which is the gold standard of clinical research, it produced disappointing results. The study's called the Cabana trial. It found that catheter ablation was no more effective than much cheaper medications at reducing death, cardiac arrest, major bleeding, and stroke. And so, you know, there you have it. This is a doctor who sounds a warning in the New York Times that we're too quick to prove expensive high-tech procedures, and that sometimes old-fashioned ways of managing atrial fibrillation work as well, are much less expensive, and pose less danger to patients. So he concludes by saying, we need the FDA to do its job and ensure that the devices that we put into people's hearts, which can careen patients in the healthcare system toward bankruptcy, are actually making people healthier. Well, thanks for joining us for today's edition of Intelligent Medicine. Check out our website at drhoffman.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter and subscribe to our newsletter. And have yourselves a great weekend. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly 1 in 3 Americans and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack.
The CDC estimates that almost 20% of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising, since high blood pressure or hypertension is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risk factors. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is all-natural Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been clinically tested to support blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So, along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.